My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My great uncle claimed he was married to Marilyn Monroe, and when you hear his name and you Google him, you're going to go, oh my gosh, they really look alike, Ken and Marilyn Monroe.
Without a doubt, I did the same. And it is feast weekend. It's upon us. We're heading to Little Italy. But one thing I can't stand about the reaction I'm seeing.
And a Freemason's first birthday party theme. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
How good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Brought to you by Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights.
Kenny, I cannot believe the breaking news.
What?
About an hour ago, I texted my sister's boyfriend immediately, and I said, what do you know about Mauricio Pochettino?
Oh, the USA soccer coach.
The new USA soccer coach. So here's the deal. He was at Chelsea last year, and I monitored a lot of their games. They are an aggressive team. They play in triangles. The configurations on the pitch are actually pretty astounding. I think he's ahead of the curve. They are using analytics more than I think most soccer clubs have.
You got to bump it now.
Most soccer clubs have.
Nope.
And I think what you will notice with United States men's soccer team, as we don't even have
to qualify. With the United States men's soccer team.
That
sounds weird.
They do not have to qualify for the World Cup because, again, we are sharing the World Cup. And this team is now poised and ready to make a run. Huge, huge hire.
Big.
Did he tell you to say all that?
No. I'm just telling you what I know.
Triangles.
They play in triangles.
I'm glad we got that new coach in, Coach Boca de Bippo.
Look, we'll do some nitty-gritty footy. It's big news.
Football. How would Sill know?
Oh, he's, you look at him. He's very European. He's,
he is from Europe.
Yes. He's,
literally.
He's half Croatian, half Serbian.
Only the good half.
That's right. Has the nose to show for it. And I've watched Liverpool with him many a time up in Chicago with him.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
I even got him and my sister Christmas gifts last year, Liverpool merchandise.
Really? Liverpool so, merch.
Look, this is big news, and this is what you do before the topic list comes in. Today, we have the topics for today's podcast brought to you by Extend Technologies.
In Broadview Heights. Check them out online. X-T-E-N-D. Yes, I'd like one, too. X-T-E-N-D-A-V.com. He's like, do you need one?
All right, here we go. White Sox lowering their 2025 season ticket prices. Now, Very controversial. Owen didn't like it in our pre-show meeting. Ken said,
I couldn't believe it.
Ken says, I think I like it.
I said they should move. If they were in any other city, they would move.
Okay, let's. It's a good power rank right now. Teams in sports that should right now have to move.
No, I don't like doing that except for the White Sox.
Oh, okay, well, so it gets picked up.
Oakland's an easy one.
If Barrett Sports Media is listening, yeah, then they're going to broadcast out.
Guy in city like Cleveland tells other teams they got to move. I don't want to do that.
No?
No.
Shucks.
But the White Sox need to move. Brewers owner Mark Attanzio accused of stealing sand from Malibu Beach.
See ya, Attanzio.
A theft with Attanzio. Boy, this seems anti-Italian to me.
It does.
That's what we're getting.
Especially with the week of the feast coming up, which I want to talk to you about here in a second. Aaron Judge, fastest 300 career home runs.
Okay.
Not as overrated as Ken thought, question mark.
So Ken did didn't I say even he remember. Was overrated?
What did I say?
Ken did not even remember that, well, early in the season, I could tell you that we were wondering about the MVP in baseball. And we
Sounds
were all
like
resigned.
Something I said, I take it back, we're moving on.
Well, we were resigned to the fact that a Guardian's not going to win MVP,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And part of it is because Aaron Judge was putting up these amazing numbers.
Well, I'm
numbers.
Not talking about career milestones. I'm talking about last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the final topic from Mitch's MAGO Topics, J.J. McCarthy. Expected to miss the season with a torn meniscus.
What? Did he just type letters to type letters because he wanted to fill up the paper?
But it didn't fill up much of the paper.
No, it didn't.
Here's the thing. I would have gone with a bigger font.
Double space at least.
I want to bring Mitch in here and have his opinions on all these topics.
All right.
So I want to get down to it right now.
Okay.
The feast is under attack.
Well, now I don't want to talk to Mitch if we're going to talk about the feast.
I have seen this on social media. I have seen this on Reddit.
Never mind. Go
and
away.
And people are complaining.
Wait a minute. I do want to talk to Mitch. Bring Mitch in.
Mitch, come back.
Mitch needs to come back. The feast is under attack. You know, they tried to come after Columbus Day, and I'm still holding firm as the Columbus Day MC. We'll probably have a Guardians playoff baseball game that day if we play our cards right.
I don't think I can go with you to Columbus Day this year.
Are you kidding me?
Football practice is a big thing, buddy.
What if we get those luminaries to come again?
You know what? They're all very nice to me. I shouldn't say anything. I was like, they're there for you, not for me. And I'm like, no, they're really nice to me.
So,
Basil Russo is a wonderful, wonderful man.
So here's what I saw on the Reddit boards. And Mitch, you don't know anything about the feast, right? You've never been to the feast?
I have not.
Are you going to stand while we're doing this? I can barely see you, and now you're standing. All I can see are your legs. You're going to have to come up with something more permanent if you're going to be a part of this conversation. So the feast is, yes, it's just another festival, but it is one of the most highly attended.
Benny Romance going to be
festivals.
There?
Festivals. Of course he will be there.
Okay.
And there's the usual. There's music, there's food.
Dancing?
There's lots of dancing into
lots
the night.
Lots of dancing.
There's DJs, there's music groups. It's everything you'd want in a festival. And then, yeah, it gets overcrowded on the weekend if it's nice, although it's supposed to rain this weekend, unfortunately. And it's a fundraiser for the church there.
What do you do to raise funds for the church?
Oh, they have every raffle you can imagine.
Okay.
A bunch of the sales, a bunch of the food, the parking and everything. So here is...
Holy Rosary, right?
Yeah. So here is... My take on this, like I saw people going overrated, overpriced. Of course, yes, everything's overpriced today. You know, we just had a story about
people were really going after the feast, saying it's overrated and overpriced.
Yes.
Are you making that
up?
The
prices,
you guys
even
never
last
cut.
Year,
I've made fun of you before. Yeah. You guys never cut a deal.
Even last year, I was like, man, these prices are getting kind of high. Now I'm fortunate that I know people who have a house. So I will go back there, and we will eat there. I won't eat on the
Grandma
field except
Corky's
I'll get some meatballs.
Still with us?
Oh, yeah. And it's unbelievable the spread that we
I
get
say
every
with
year.
Us. I've never met Grandma Corky. Can I go meet Grandma
yes,
Corky with Ross?
Of course you can.
Okay.
But like anything, it gets overcrowded. Okay, that's anything. A Browns game, if it's packed, it's overcrowded.
And overpriced.
Like, do we not say that about anything in life?
No.
Everything gets overcrowded. What doesn't get overcrowded if it's cool, if it's fun? Now, if you're saying it's not cool or it's not fun, then you probably just don't know anybody there. And if you don't know anybody there, then that's okay. Then go find the thing that you like to do where the people you know that are going to be there. Me, I'm going to know 1,000 people there. So obviously, I'm catching up with a lot of people. There's no way that won't be fun. I will obviously be able to reconnect with a ton of people that after we've had kids. So, you know, I'm not worried about the prices. I'm not worried about the pain in the ass it is to get there and park. I'll figure it out. I you just, as a human, as an adult, you figure it
as
out.
As an adult, yes.
I hate people that complain about parking. I can't stand it. Where am I going to park?
I complain.
Figure it out. I've been doing this since I was 16. You can figure it out.
I complain about you. I complain about riding with you. That's what
yeah,
I complain with.
I understand. That's fair. That is one of my big pet peeves in life. Mitch, don't ever, if we ever end up inviting you anywhere, don't say, well, where am I supposed to park?
Don't,
that is yeah. not a legal answer. And no human in 2024 yeah. should ever, ever be allowed to say or ask the question on anything at any time, where do I park? Figure it out. You have a phone. You have the ability to drive around until you find a spot. I've done it in Chicago. And I've done it in Manhattan. So figure it out.
The phone apps don't do a very good job of telling you where parking spots are, first of all.
I don't even have a phone app. I just drive around and look for a space.
You have a Maps app on your phone.
What did they do in the 1960s? They figured it out.
Is this why we brought Mitch in?
No, yeah, I brought him in.
Same thing.
Shut up, Mitch. I brought you in for a totally different reason. I'm going to tell you here in a bit. Now, you sit there and be patient.
We're busking.
For crying out loud.
We're vamping.
I don't like riding with you. Mitch, if you ever go anywhere with Tone, don't ride with him.
Got it.
Don't go with Tone. Because it was awful. I remember we went back. Can I tell a story? Or
yeah,
is it like,
ahead.
Well, can I tell what I was doing in your back seat on the way there? I'm not going to say it. So I was riding with Sarah and Lima to Columbus Day a couple of years ago. And we got in the Jeep like right after the meeting. Hauled at and Lima hauls ass like nobody's business. And maybe because Sarah was riding up front, she was like fine with it. I was doing in the back seat. I was doing what I like to do. And I found it not enjoyable. I knew you knew that. No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, wasn't that? I mean, I like doing that too, but no. I was riding in the back seat, and it wasn't enjoyable. And I'm like, I'm starting to get car sick.
Yeah, I can see that.
He parked. Where did you park? What's the one place that has a decent parking lot in Little Italy?
Oh man,
University Hospital.
No, it was the one spot that had a decent hospital. And I forget what it was. What was it?
I don't even know.
Anyway, they parked, and Lyle was like, "Let's go." And I'm like, "You know what? You guys just go. I'm going to take it easy," because I was like, I was not feeling well. I thought I was going to get sick. I thought I was going to get sick. My head was spinning. It was this herky-jerky thing. If you look at your phone at all, it's done. You're going to throw up.
I am very herky-jerky.
Yeah. It's herky-jerky. They pulled it. Sarah had no qualms about it whatsoever because they're the same person. Lima basically married himself, and she married herself, and that's, you know, probably why they hate each other. No, I'm kidding. You guys had no problem with it, and I was like, you guys go, I'll meet you up there. And like I saw like a cop, and I was talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" I'm like, I rode here with Lime. I'm not feeling too great right now. I just got to get some fresh air. And over time, I finally calmed myself down, but it was terrible.
I can't think of the last time I've ever been in the back seat anywhere. So I can't do it. And you're right. You can't look at your phone.
Oh, my God. You were the worst.
Especially with me. It's mayhem on the roadways.
Went past the Rocky Calavito sign. Of course, somebody did walk by with a sign protesting, as someone does every single year. They walk down the parade route and protest. And then I never saw them again. And then the rest of the time was good. Saw the Mayfield Heights band and the whole thing. And I'm talking about a holiday that's not even here yet because we're talking about the feast. I've never been to the feast.
You got to go. Sunday day.
It won't.
Sunday day would be perfect. We're bringing Izzy. Sunday day.
It's going to be hot. She's going to be upset.
But it's supposed to be raining.
Sarah's going to be upset. What's Mason doing?
I don't know. Wake me up when he turns one or something.
I kept wanting to call him Joe. Speaking of Joe.
We're 6 months in. Still waiting for the payoff.
Speaking of Joe, speaking of Italians, this is why I want to bring Mitch in. I watched Godfather 2 last weekend. Again.
All right.
Joe Spinell, who is Mitch's uncle, is in the movie.
Yes.
Speaking of the mic, Mitch.
He plays Chi-Chi.
Yes.
Hold on, I'm looking here.
He plays Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi's a big character.
He is a big character. He also plays Gatso in Rocky. It's Gatso, right?
Gatso, yeah.
Gatso. Maybe Gatso.
Which one was that?
The Lone Shark.
Oh, the Lone Shark. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I should have broke your thumbs, even though he's talking to, not Gatso, but he's talking to somebody else. Right. I want you to invest in condominiums.
Mitch, have you seen any...
I never use them.
Have you seen any of the... not paraphernalia, what would it be called? Any of the from the movies... anything from the sets, any memorabilia?
Yeah, you never met your Uncle Joe, right?
No, he passed away before I was born.
All right, does your dad, Gary, have any memories of Uncle Joe?
Not that I recall. I've never talked to him about it.
So your uncle was in The Godfather and Godfather 2. Yes.
My grandmother and I had conversations about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is this your dad's mom?
Yes.
And you never bothered asking your dad about Joe Spinell? Maybe that's something on the bucket list you need to accomplish.
Yeah, I saw the name in the movie, and then I'm like, oh, Spinell. And then I tell my grandma about it.
Mitch had lots of buffers between him and his dad.
Hopefully he has something to say.
Lots of buffers.
Mitch, what point were you actually allowed to watch The Godfather, the first one, because there is a pretty prominent nude scene.
Nude?
With
yeah,
the great Apollonia.
And the horse as well. I didn't see.
Well, I think
it, until
it was like not legal.
Six years ago. I was never like told by my parents you can't watch certain movies, but that was not one that was.
Well, you're a movie guy. That's the first time you saw The Godfather.
Yeah, there's a lot of classic films that I didn't see until my early 20s.
So you're a movie guy.
Yes.
You had a relative in one of the movies in the series.
Yes.
And you waited till your 30s or your late 20s to figure this out? How old are you?
I'm 26.
So you waited till you were 20.
Okay. Really, Mitch? That's it?
Yeah.
Why did you take so long to see The Godfather?
Especially The Godfather.
I don't know.
The first Godfather I saw when I was like 13.
Yeah, I mean, my family's not like big into movies in general. Like, I'm probably the most out of all of them, but that was just one that I never, that slipped my eyes.
How could your uncle be Joe Spinell? Famous actor.
Have you memorized?
And you don't.
Have you memorized any of his lines?
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
I just gave you like four of them.
Well, there you go. I couldn't do it.
I want you to invest in condominiums.
You don't seem like you're like.
Yeah, it had a lot of buffers.
I think that's one of those things that if I was young, I'd be bragging to everybody about. It's probably to an annoying level.
He shoots somebody in that movie.
You don't seem like you're all that enthralled with your family.
I mean, it's pretty cool. To have, like, distant relatives be in a Hollywood movie.
You just always find a way to dump on your own thing here. That's it? What did Grandma say about Uncle Joe Spinell?
She said that he was, like, what, born? He was born in Italy, I believe, if not New York City. Then he starred in a couple of movies and then had a falling out with Stallone, and then he died.
What was the falling out with Stallone?
It was over the film Nighthawks. Apparently, they didn't get along well on set because that was their relationship in the first two Rocky movies. They might have known each other when Stallone tried out for The Godfather. So
were they friends at all ever?
I'm pretty sure they were. Like, they were close, and then once Nighthawks happened...
Was it because of the kissing scene in that movie?
Which movie?
Nighthawks?
I never saw Nighthawks.
I never saw Nighthawks.
Have you seen Nighthawks?
No.
Oh. I have not seen it. I just know of that fact between the two.
Oh, okay.
Because I used to go read IMDb a lot.
About Uncle Joe? Just are there any biographies other than IMDb on Uncle Joe?
I'd have to go back and look. That's the only one I remember.
I wish there was a movie. My great uncle, Mitch, was a man named Robert Slatzer. He claimed he was married to Marilyn Monroe and wrote a book about that.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
He wrote a book?
He wrote a book about being married. I'll find the book. You guys talk. You guys busk, and I'll find the book. Swear to God, he wrote a book.
What is your go-to, Mitch? You say you're an IMDb buff. What do you like to do? Do you read the articles on IMDb, or do you just cross-reference and try to get to Kevin Bacon as quickly as you can?
Oh, I know about that game, yeah. But no, I just read the when I was younger, I used to just read the trivia things while, you know, we were in like computer class in school, and I had all my work done. I figure I'll just waste time playing games or doing that.
So the book is called The Life and Curious Death of Marilyn Monroe. It's by Robert F. Slatzer. And it is a biography, and it shows how he says he was married to her, and there's pictures of them. There you go. Robert F. Slatzer.
And the whole book is about answering the question on whether or not he was really married to her?
Well, there were a lot of people who said, yeah, this is, by the way, tell me you don't see the resemblance. Because I look exactly like my mother.
Whoa.
I am an uncanny resemblance to my mother, and there it is. There's me. So you understand.
Where does he live?
He's dead.
Yeah,
he's been dead for a while. Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood guy. But there are people close to Marilyn, even though there are pictures of him. I mean, they definitely got together. There's no doubt about it. But there are people who say they were never married and that Robert Slatzer was a crack. But yeah, Marion, Ohio. There he is. Marion, Ohio. That's where he was born.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
died in Los Angeles in 2005. So there you go. And yeah, what else you got to ask about that? Is that it? Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, but there you go. You don't have any famous family members?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, I do not.
Nothing at all?
No.
I had a great grandfather who I have to find. There might be transcripts. He testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Over what?
I think it was union situations. I swear to God. That is not like a code for anything. It was like a union deal.
You know what? I had an aunt, a great aunt, that would open up the scrapbooks and talk about how she did makeup downtown Cleveland for all these celebrities when they passed through town.
Really?
When they would go to the big department stores.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I did not care at all.
Thank you for your time.
I was like, she's bringing out the scrapbooks again.
Did you see the celebrities, though?
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool, though?
I didn't know it wasn't. I didn't know who any of the people were.
You wouldn't have the scrapbook.
No.
You don't have anything.
I think the family does have them. But, you know,
who's the family?
Exactly.
You don't have any family.
It's on my mom's side.
Do you talk to any of those people anymore?
Not really. No.
Really?
No.
There's just
nothing left.
That's a shame. I hate to hear that. So you're going to take Izzy to the feast.
Yes.
Are you going to like do pictures where you feed her like not cannoli, cavatelles?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cute thing. The only thing is what a pain in the neck to get a 2-year-old anywhere. She's going to be 2 this weekend. It's her birthday, by the way. Saturday.
Nice.
So Carla's coming into town. So we're combining everything.
No big party this year.
No.
I was not able to make the party. You know how expensive these
year one birthday parties are?
Are you doing a first birthday party for Mason?
Yeah, we got to figure out a
location. It's in where, February?
Mm-hmm.
I might be in Disney.
After the Super Bowl. No, yeah. Before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I won't be in Disney.
We're going to do a football-themed party.
Ooh, for Mace.
Super Bowl, Super Mason.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
What was your last one called?
It was for Izzy? Taco Bella.
Taco Bella, that's what it was. Do you think of the names or does she?
No. That one was Sarah, I think.
Sarah thought of that?
She's more creative.
That's really good. That sounds like something you would do. That's really good. I'm surprised.
But the money we have to blow for a first birthday party.
Something Owen would do.
Is just stupid.
It's better.
It's so dumb.
Oh, I think you just have a Freemasons themed
party. Well, we were trying
in the show.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.